tell, you must have had a busy day so far.
Absolutely, yeah. We started this morning in Kinderhook, my wife and I, Mary Jo, we voted. And then we, as we always do, we get out and get out to all of our counties. So we went up to Rensselaer County, as we like to do. There's Duncan's up there, and we had breakfast. Saw a whole bunch of folks up in the Brunswick area, appreciated their support. And then we moved west, and we headed over to Cooperstown. Had a wonderful stop there, right there. You know, Rotary Club puts on a pancake breakfast and lunch. And then we started moving our way back. We stopped in Schoharie County, Middleburg, and now we're here in Saugerties. Looking forward to this walk here with my friend George Amador, who's running for state senate. Good friend, a great man, and I think he's going to be a strong leader for us. And, you know, from here we're heading over to Dutchess County. And then to Greene County before we head back to Columbia County as well. So
where are you stopping in Greene?
At Earlton. In Earlton. And so over the last 18, 24 hours, we'll have been in all 11 counties of the 19th Congressional District.
And what's the message that you're giving on the final day of the campaign to sway undecided voters?
Yeah, well, a couple things. First of all, I'm just expressing gratitude because we're having folks come right up and saying, we've already voted for you, or yesterday, couldn't wait to vote for us. We feel very strong support, very grateful, humbled by that. This support is from not only Republicans and conservatives, but also independents and a fair number of Democrats. So we express gratitude. And then for anyone else that might be looking for more information, we just ask them to consider, go to our website. We've got a proven record of bringing people together to get things done for us. Service. Focus on mission and serving the people of upstate New York.
This election, we've been asking all the candidates what they would do to help bring rural broadband to this area.
Yeah.
The New York Times had a story last week that internationally we're falling far behind. And across the state line in Massachusetts, I've been reading stories about how they're finishing their projects. And we are only just beginning here.
Yeah, well, our office has been heavily involved. You probably know that in these projects. Pretty excited. You know, we've got some of these counties now. For Greene County, for example, is in the final for some federal state funding. We've been working with Columbia County as well, both at the town and at the Board of Supervisors level. We do this through two federal programs, the Rural Utility Services, that's under the Farm Bill, make some modest progress there. And then also the bigger program is the Connect America Fund, which comes by way of the FCC. And there's more money in that one. The key thing there is changing the rules. We've been working with the administration, the rules. That program, the $4.5 billion, initially only for the big companies. We want it for the small companies. We want it for, like, the Bruce Bonsack, of course, and others, Germantown. But, you know, just the whole point is when the family-owned small telecoms, they're interested in helping serve us. So their kids go to our schools, and, you know, they know firsthand how important it is that we expand out for our education. It's also important for our job creation. It's important for our healthcare delivery and just quality of life. And so the encouraging thing is the administration now is going to change the rules for that program, the Connect America Fund, so that small family-owned telecoms and co-ops, because we actually have two electrical co-ops in our district, congressional district as well, the Delaware County and the Otsego County electrical co-ops. Having them have access to this funding is going to help significantly build out. So, look, it's a very important issue area. Our office has really organized to make a difference, and we look forward to continuing to work the issue.
All right, great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So much.
For your help.